Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, the 1 o'clock cash word is INK. I-N-K. Text the word INK starting right 2 and 1. Now, text the word INK, I-N-K, to 72881. Text INK, I-N-K, to 72881. You have 60 minutes to text the word INK to 72881. $1,000 you could win it. Text the word INK to 72881. And another code word coming up at 2 o'clock here, right after Jason and John, before Giannotto and Jeffrey. And if you need a word, just go back on that Rewind feature on our app at radio.com. Again, this hour's code word is INK. Good luck.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Last year, I was driving to a court-ordered mediation. Suddenly, a semi-truck was moving at a high rate of speed into my lane. It was all in slow motion. And then, as I attempted to brace for the worst, I watched as my car disintegrated, parts and metal flying like a tornado. Then it was over. I had survived. I was lucky. But so many of our clients are not this lucky. Car accidents destroy lives and families in seconds. Lifelong injuries and lost earnings. The loss of doing things we once loved, paralysis, and even death. As I sat there thinking of what could have been, I thought of all my clients all these years who weren't so lucky. And if you're wondering what the truck driver said to me when he realized who it was he'd crashed into, his face said it all. Call me if you need me on your cell phone at Pound Law. Pound Law, that's all. Morgan & Morgan, ForThePeople.com.
Free background information available upon request.
Hey, listeners, it's Chris Murphy with Inman Murphy Termite and Pest Control. Once again, welcoming you to exceptional service. Give us a call today at 388-0852. That's 388-0852 to get your best prices of the year now that the holidays are behind us.
Do yourself a favor in 2020 and get yourself to Bounty on Broad. The place is drop-dead beautiful. The drinks are imaginative. All the wine is available by the glass, and the food is out of this world. Call Bounty today at 901-410-8131 or go to BountyOnBroad.com.
As we steam towards the new year, ATC Fitness is here to tell you that we're on your side when it comes to reaching your goals. We offer you the best fitness in the Mid-South. If you need a membership just to work out, or you want a membership to stay and take advantage of our tanning and newly added hydro lounges, we have the plan for you. We also partner with great programs such as Silver Sneakers or Silver and Fit, just to name a couple. So make sure you stop by and take advantage of everything we have to offer. ATC Fitness, the locally owned fitness center with the best value and the best equipment in the Mid-South. ATC Fitness, exercise your right to look good.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Memphis got a game tonight, taking on UCF. 6 o'clock on ESPNU. It's a big one.
Get back on track.
It's a big one because Memphis is on in the midst of a two-game losing streak. We had Martin Giannotto in here earlier, and we asked him, you know, what he thought about everything and just sort of what his view of the situation was. And he said he believes that fans would be satisfied just as long as Memphis makes the tournament, no matter what it looks like, whether it's a 10 seed, whether it's a play-in game in Dayton, just making the tournament, he said, would be enough for fans. So
we backed it up a little bit, like second longest drought, I think, in the last 50 years.
Oh, yeah.
Makes sense.
He qualified.
Yeah. Oh, it certainly has been a long time. It's been a long time.
I thought that needed to be said.
Yeah, 535-3776-535-ESPN. Do you agree with Margaret Giannotto? Would you be satisfied just by making the tournament? We go to Kelly. Kelly, you're on.
Jason and John, how y'all doing?
What's up, Kelly?
Man, I can't call it. Look, at this point of the season, yes, I would be very satisfied. The way things went with all the uproar coming into the season and Sweet 16 and Final Four and then, you know, taking these L's we took with the Georgia and Tulsa and then SMU. So as of right now, 7th seed, 8th seed, 10th seed, it don't matter right now because, like I said, at the end of the day, it's all about getting into that tournament. And just to add this on, I'm going to hang up. It's been a long time since 2014.
Yep, it has.
Line. That drought is
Kelly,
long.
Thank you for the call, man. But I would counter with if Tubby had just gotten into the NCAA tournament as a 10 seed, as an 11 seed, as a play-in game, would people be satisfied? And the answer would be no. The answer would be absolutely not. Like if Tubby had made a run 2 years ago, in the AAC tournament and they had won and they got in as an 11 seed or whatever, people wouldn't be satisfied. People would still want Tubby fired, right?
That pulling him in, he's not going to lose the number one player in the country, number one, right?
Yeah.
Have a guy like that, you lose that, your team. What are we talking about? He ain't going to have the number 20 class.
I'm just saying, though, if it's just satisfying to get to the tournament.
Well, I'm saying your expectations were different with Tubby. Like, it was more than just making it because you had the number one class, and yes, you took off part of that number one class, but you still had a lottery pick. Tubby don't have not one of the lottery. You understand what I'm saying?
I see, exactly. So, the expectations are higher.
Absolutely. And they started higher, and I think rightfully so.
And the expectations were not just at any point ever just make the tournament.
And that didn't change. What changed was this team should be a Sweet 16 team.
Yep.
With James Wiseman.
Or better.
Talking national championship. That's what changes. What I don't go back to and don't subscribe to is that all of a sudden, either with a lottery pick, I don't care that it's not playing well offensively. I know it looks a mess right now. There is talent there offensively to be had, to mold, to fix, to develop. It's there, right? That all of that adds up, John, to better than what they've been.
Yeah, 535-3776-535-ESPN. Would you be satisfied only with the tournament appearance for the Memphis basketball team? We go to Jawa. Jawa, you're on.
Hey, what's up, guys? Yes. Yes and no. No, first, no, the beginning of the season, like, we want all the smoke. Then we lost James. You know, I say yes because, like the last caller said, it's been a long time since 2014, man. It'd be great to see us in a tournament, but no, because, like Jason said, we got all this talent. I went to the game this weekend, and we can't figure out his own defense, so I'm 50-50. Either way, I still love my Tigers, but tonight, if we don't win tonight, hey, we ain't making the tournament. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's it. That's the one. That's it. If you lose to UCF.
We got to pray, man. We got to pray they win tonight, because if we lose tonight, it's over.
Thanks for the call, pal.
Pray for world peace and for, you know.
Yeah, I'm not praying for the UCF win. I shouldn't have to pray for that, all right?
I think I am praying for the UCF win.
I shouldn't have to bring out
the BC
Holy Rosary for UCF.
I actually have it in the prayer request list this week.
You're talking going to talk about it at Bible study tonight?
Yeah, I mean, it's dire straits, guys.
Does anybody have any prayer requests for tonight?
I think that Jason brings up an interesting point because Tubby did everything to diminish expectations. Mm-hmm. Lower. Everything you did was exceeding the bar that he talked about. Now you got the smoke in the number one recruiting class. That's like, you know, it's different.
Let's go. 535-3776-535-ESPN. We go to Tony downtown. Tony, you're on.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Tony.
You know, I'm going to say that I will be very happy with us going to the tournament. We hadn't been there. It's nice to see your name picked. But what gets me about all these so-called fans out here, it's a very young team. You lost your best player. And, you know, even though you got point guards that are still freshmen, Penny had to shovel the debt. But the whole thing is, unless I'm mistaken, in the athletic conference tournament here this year?
That's down
no,
in Texas.
No, it was here last year.
Yeah, we're down in Texas next 3 years.
Okay, well, I still think that, you know, fans need to pull together because I think it'll all be okay. You should be glad this team is going through this now to figure this out. And I think we're going to the tournament, and I think we're going to make a little noise. But even if it's a young team, man. And let me remind John Martin something you said. You even said this before the season started when we were trying to get Rajon Tucker. Do you remember saying that, John?
Saying what?
You said that they needed that experience because this would be such a young team.
Yeah, of course.
So let me ask you this. Did he walk through that door? They still got a young team. They only got one senior on this team, and everybody act like Penny is Moses in part to see. Well, he still got to learn, and he got a lot to learn, too. But I still think that last year, seeing they got coached with the people that they had other than Jeremiah Martin, that guy, I thought he did a pretty good job, and I think the end results is what everybody should be talking about.
Well, there's no question. Tony, thanks for the call. Listen, there's no doubt that this is one of the youngest teams, if not the youngest, in college basketball.
You see how much it could have used Rajon Tucker now.
Yeah, I mean, Rajon Tucker is he got an NBA deal, I'm pretty sure, like a two-way or something like that. So there's no question that youth is a big part of this roster. But at the same time, Precious Achiuwa is still a top 15 pick, right? How many college basketball teams have a top 15 pick? You know what I'm saying? Like, not many. Boogie Ellis was a top 30 prospect. Alo is a sophomore and is getting better. Tyler Harris was, you know, all freshman team last year in the AAC. So you had parts, you know, like this is not, you know, we can't revise history here. Many of these guys, and again, it's not anymore because James left, but it's still a top 10 recruiting class. And you take that a million times, and there should be expectations with top 10 recruiting classes. That's just the way it goes. Let's go to John. John, you're on.
I actually would be satisfied with making the tournament because I know we had championship or bust, you know, aspiration when we had James or whatnot. But you got to take it for what it is right now. We got a very, very young team, you know, and they're obviously struggling, you know, with offensively. But if we can get this thing turned around and just get in the tournament, you never know what can happen after that. You know what I'm saying? You know, look at the last year's Duke team. Like, everyone likes to say, oh, man, they got all this talent, man. They got all this talent. Duke had the number one pick, the number three pick, and another lottery pick. And they lost, what, the second, third round? So they should tell you right there, it take more than talent. And these guys young as well, too. So right now I'd be happy with a 11 seed and make some noise in the tournament.
Yeah, thanks for the call, John. But I would say it's not – we're not saying you're going to make – again, that's not the question. You know, we're saying just making the tournament. Right, just getting there, not making more.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I'll be real honest with you. I've been surprised,
and maybe it's
us that's off. Again, these are fans that are calling. Right, it ain't for us.
Yeah.
Maybe Giannotto's right that at this point you've walked back. You've walked them back that far. This was what I would say though to that point. You've talked about the talent level, John. It's not like you're losing to a ranked Tulsa squad. That's the issue. Like, I could see it if it was against some, you know, decent to high-level caliber team, young team still hadn't learned the lessons. Bro, you just went in and got drubbed by 40 at Tulsa.
Yep.
Like, with the level of talent that you're recruiting or expect to recruit at Memphis, that should never happen, right? You get outscored 15-0 at home by an average, at best, SMU team. See, it's one thing, right, to do this, and you have those kinds of losses against high-level talent.
Yep.
We're just not ready. We're not there yet. It's another to be having this stuff happening, right, at a point where you're like, what? This ain't Memphis. This doesn't happen here. And that's I think, where
exactly.
I'm a little bit
I agree with
a little bit off on this. Like, huh? Like, there's still a lot of talent there. Look, I am rooting for Penny Hardaway to get this thing turned around, and I'm a believer that he will because I know for a fact that when it comes to adjustments, that's a guy who knows you got to make them,
yep,
right, to get where you want to go. That said, come on here. There's too much talent to walk it back that far,
yeah,
is where I'm at. But again, these are fans telling me this, so maybe you and I are wrong.
Yeah, maybe so. Let's go to Rodney. Rodney, you're on.
Hey, I'd be happy if we make the tournament. Okay. My problem is that we only have one point guard. That's Alo. If When Boogie's in there running point, we don't run an offense. If Tyler Harris in there running, we don't run an offense. Now, the young kid, Barnes, the one from Nashville, good thing is Penny is actually trying to teach him how to run point. He runs the point better because once A-Loco off the court, everybody is just jacking up shots. There's nobody to run the offense. We don't have another point guard that thinks like a point guard. So until Penny get that far, we're going to be in trouble no matter what because A-Lo cannot play the whole game. Even A-Lo still makes his point guard mistakes. But once he leaves out the game, it's like Wild Wild West. Everybody's jacking up whatever they can get. Thanks.
Yeah, Ronnie, thanks for the call. And listen, maybe Boogie sort of being installed as the primary ball handler will change some things. But we don't know if that's going to happen necessarily either, though. We just saw it for the first time against SMU.
Yeah, I mean, all I know is that A-Lo, he's a fantastic floor general. At one point this year, he's one of the highest-rated offensive players in the country. But that's come down. Mm-hmm. And at one point, it didn't have a last game. They cut the turnovers down. But he's averaging 5 turnovers over 3 games. Like, even A-Lo had gotten a little bit off. And here's the thing. If he is not a threat to score, right, and he's just the floor general out there, well, then everybody can go guard those other options, right? You could drop back in your zone. Hey, make A-Lo do it. And that's sort of what you're seeing right now. So, again, the solution may be with A-Lo in there. I'm just telling you right now, you need a wrinkle, something different. I thought we saw a little bit of that in the first half with Boogie more on the ball. Again, he's tried just about every other option. We'll see how it looks. But he's right. In terms of you've got to figure things out on the perimeter, that's where the issue lies right now with this team. You know, finding that leader out there or that playmaker, score, whatever it is, that's going to loosen things up for Precious Achiuwa to get to work. That's the bottom line.
Yeah. By the way, we had a caller who was trying to make a point about Duke. They said Duke lost in the second round. They did not lose in the second round. They lost in the Elite Eight. They made the Elite Eight.
He said second or third, but that would be the
fourth
round.
There's a huge difference, yes. Yeah. Again, Memphis.
He threw in third. He was off by a round.
Memphis's class is not Duke's.
But we actually used Duke as an example when Wiseman was here saying how hard it is still. That's when we were setting expectations levels, even said, with this team, with this talent, still going to be hard. Look at Duke last year, though. So, yeah, the Duke point doesn't go by us.
Let's go to Marty. Marty, you're on.
Hey, guys. How are y'all?
What's up, brother?
Man, at this point, with everything that's happened, I think I'd be happy just making the tournament, too. I mean, at the beginning of the year, obviously, I don't think you would have been happy. I mean, like Jason said, I think you have to lower your expectations based on events that have happened. I'm pretty sure they thought they would have, I know they thought they would have Wiseman all year, but they probably thought they would have Isaiah Stokes, too. I mean, so the way the roster was constructed, yeah, that goes back to Penny. I mean, but at the same time, several things that happened, look at Precious. I mean, he pretty much has to play the whole game. I mean, because, Maurice and Lance, I mean, they're basically the same. I mean, neither one of them give you anything. Hardly ever. So it's at the beginning of the year I would have said, no way. But yeah, I mean, let's not lose any more games to these teams that we have no business losing to.
Yeah.
And that's the main thing. I mean, you got to beat Central Florida. You got to beat UConn's not good. Like you have to win. You have to start winning games. I mean, obviously they lose, one more and one of these teams they're not supposed to. They pretty much got to win the tournament.
Yeah,
so.
That's true. Hey, Marty, thanks for the call.
Appreciate the call, Marty.
I don't think we've had anybody that's called in so far that said they would not be satisfied at this point. Like, everybody has said they would be just.
Well, Giannotto's point was that fans would be, and he's been absolutely right to this point.
Yeah, nobody has disagreed with that.
And these are fans calling. You have to listen.
Let's go to Kevin in Conyerville. Kevin, you're on.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Good, man.
Well, I guess I'm going to be the one guy that I think you should, just because of the circumstances, I'm not going to back off on what my expectations are. I think y'all both hit it on the nose. This was still a top 10 class recruiting class. And, I think Penny's going through some learning curves right now as far as coaching goes. There's a lot of times I look and I don't see an offense. I can't even determine what we're running, and I play ball, high school ball, a little junior college ball. So I'm trying to figure out, the point guard is an extension of Penny. And, I just feel like there's a lot of offense. I'm not, you know, I can't recognize what they're running sometimes. I can't figure out what they're getting into. And so, you know, I'm not backing off on my expectations.
Kevin, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it.
Kevin ain't going to be the only one sitting there. I'm sitting there right with him.
Yeah.
Yes, you bring him down a little bit, but I don't know that you go that far off.
Let's go to, is this Mo? Mo in Germantown.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I'm right with everybody else. The way things have worked out, I would love it if we got in the tournament, but honestly, I don't see it happening. I mean, we got a lot of teams to play later that's better than the ones that's already beat us.
Well, that's true.
So
Mo, thanks for the call. It kind of sounds to me, and this is a final, but it kind of sounds like
they're about to hit where the same thing I'm thinking. Go
well, I don't know, but like, it sounds like to me, people, if they miss a tournament, people just be like, oh well.
Miss the tournament?
Yeah.
It's oh, no. Like, they're saying you got to make it to be, and I'll be happy.
Well, everybody,
are they going to say, oh, well, if they miss, no, you're going to be angry?
Everybody's going to say,
you're right,
like,
Jason.
Their circumstances were so tough, you know, and we didn't have
everything. What it sounds like to me, this is what I'm drawing from. We got a couple more I want to get to, but they don't have, like you, right after this last loss, they're not going to beat Houston twice. Like, because they're regressing offensively,
right,
you don't see the turn back. And so, yes, with the way they're playing offensively, they've lost. You know, they've lost some confidence in terms of what this team can get accomplished because of how poorly it's played offensively, and you just got less. You got less hope.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, if you make the tournament with the way they're playing offensively,
well,
now all of a sudden,
by the way, that's fair. Like, if you have a little bit less confidence today, like I think that's totally fair.
I think that's where it's coming from. A lot of this coming from.
Let's go to
'cause you did too.
Tony in Piperton. Tony, you're on.
Hey guys.
Hey Tony.
And Jason, I have to somewhat disagree with you because it's not so much a lost confidence, but you got to realize when we lost Wiseman, the expectations had to change.
100%.
Because the guys that we have, I mean, they were expecting Wiseman to make it easier on the guys that we have, you know, to get all these open shots. And then we got Precious, who's basically playing out of position most of the game because he wasn't set to be a five, but now he's having to play that. We got Malcolm, who wasn't really expected to play at all this year. So I think the expectations have to come down. And if we make the tournament this year, then, I mean, you know, I would be glad. I would be happy for that. I have a lot of confidence in Penny. I know we got a lot of talent on the team. But, again, they are young, and they're still learning. Penny's learning as a coach. But, I got confidence that he's going to get us there. But the expectations can't be the same as when we started the year because Wiseman was not just another player. Wiseman was the number one player. That's what everything was based around.
Agree with that, Tony. Agree with that 100%. Let's go to Charlie. Charlie, you're on.
Yeah, I'd be happy if they make the tournament, basically, because right now,
it looks so bad. Right
as one of them,
right.
One of the other callers mentioned, they don't run an offense. I think they were set up on the pick and roll with James. You ain't got James no more. We don't have anybody hitting an outside shot. The court has gotten a heck of a lot smaller for Precious because he's got three people on him, and I don't care how good you are, you can't outdo three people.
Right.
And until they get some kind of formal part of running or somebody start hitting an outside shot, it's going to stay this way, guys.
Yeah, hey, Charlie, thanks for the call,
you
man.
Made my point.
And then last word on this, we go to Daniel. Daniel, you're on.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Yo.
What's up, Daniel?
All right, so will I be happy if the Tigers make the tournament? Of course, the Tigers are in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
But will you be satisfied with the expectations coming into the season with James Wiseman and the number one recruiting class and Penny wanting to bring all the smoke? Not really. Then even when you lost James Wiseman, if you're smart enough to be able to temper your expectations, you still thought that this was going to be a team that could make a pretty good run.
That's
you know,
it.
Sweet,
yep.
Sweet
that's where
16
I'm at.
Run.
Right. That's
you know,
where I'm at.
They beat Tennessee in Knoxville. You know, I mean, they got some nice wins, it felt like, at the time.
And even without Wiseman, we're getting these wins. And you still got this momentum pushing. Now you go on a little bit of a losing streak. You still have all of this talent on the offensive side of the ball. So it feels like you're kind of leaving a lot on the table.
Yeah.
By just making the tournament.
Okay.
Daniel, we're in agreement.
I think he nailed where I'm at.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks for the call,
because
man.
Remember, Precious Achiuwa ain't coming back. So
exactly.
There's a little bit of
exactly.
You need to maximize on this year because you've got a freaking lottery pick, we think, in the middle. Right? He ain't coming back. Right, there's no developing him.
Anybody
want to
tell us who the last lottery pick was for Memphis?
I mean,
take a shot. Who was it?
Now, I'm not trying to tell you, because I think these fans have made a case here, made a point that and Giannotto hit on something. I think we were a little bit in denial on you. I think because of this way this team's playing offensively, you've lost some confidence and it's changed expectations drastically. That said, I'm with Daniel that there's still enough talent there.
Yep.
Again, you got this lottery pick for 1 year.
Yep.
1 year. You telling me getting to the tournament, losing first round is going to be okay? No. Maybe you're happy, yes, because the streak's done, but you're also disappointed feeling like there could have been more there, right? That single could have been a double or a triple. Not going to be a home run without James Wiseman anymore. We realize that. We've changed him some, right? But I still think this is better than a one and done in the tournament or something like that. That's where Daniel was is right where I'm at.
Yeah.
Again, you got Precious for 1 year. You want to maximize it.
Yep. Jason, we are in complete agreement here. We are in complete
appreciate
agreement.
Those calls, though, because it lets us know where you're at.
All right, we will come back. Anthony Sain going to join us on the other side. We will talk to him about the Grizzlies, about Josh Jackson, Kobe, and more. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Coming up Thursday, day two of us live in Miami ahead of Super Bowl 54. We're getting you set by booking it, and even more great guests coming on. Plus, what 10 NFL players graduated to stardom this season? Thursday on Golic and Wingo, live from Miami.
The Golic and Wingo Morning Show, weekdays 5 a.m. till 9 a.m. 92.9 FM ESPN. Get your grizz on 92.9 FM ESPN through radio.com. Favorite 92.9 FM ESPN. Get your grizz on. 92.9 FM, Memphis' sports station.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
Style on point. Check. Her favorite flowers on hand? Check. Perfect restaurant to start the night? Check. You're ready to make date night a great night at Interim Restaurant and Bar. Oh, the art of flame and flavor from their world-class open kitchen. Hey, look at the who's who of Memphis surrounding you. As you are seated and when the cocktail arrives, welcome to the show. Interim Restaurant and Bar. Lunch or dinner. Private dining for birthdays or any occasion. Book now for Valentine's Day. InterimRestaurant.com.
New year, new budgets. Every small business has unique needs. When you partner with a Dell Small Business Technology Advisor, you get real-time, tailored advice. They'll even give you a free audit on your servers and storage devices to develop a custom solution to help improve your company's productivity. Plus, right now, upgrade to Windows 10 and get up to 45% off select business computers with Intel Core processors. To speak with a Dell Advisor, call 877-BY-DELL. That's 877-BY-DELL.
Flo here with a word that's just weird. Terry cloth. Who exactly is Terry? And why does he get his own fabric? Did he journey below SPF 50? Fight off some weeds and his daffodils? How about a word for everyone? Flotection. Yeah, I just made it up. But I'm not making up how great it feels when me and Progressive protect your new home. Ever think of that, Terry? No. Terry only thinks of himself.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
And we're back with Sleep Number, the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL. Line 7.
How are the players going to keep their edge for the Super Bowl?
They're Sleep Number 360 smart beds. You can choose the comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. Next caller.
Okay, but can it help keep me asleep?
Yes. It senses your movement and automatically adjusts to keep you both comfortable. Only for a limited time. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition smart bed, plus special financing. To find your competitive edge, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Ask for it at your local automotive retailer.
Experience state-of-art virtual reality entertainment like no other with today's Perks deal. Half off $25 to virtuality in Germantown. Get yours today at getmyperks.com.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. Yeah. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru. Only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Doses rolling, holy moly, no days off. Pirates cook it up like Kyrie, trade you off. Let's go. Green and white like Celtics, don't play with me, play with a foul.
The man himself is in the building, Anthony Sain. You can read him over at Sports Illustrated and Grizzlies Maven. He joins us every single Wednesday. He's in the building. Now let's get it.
Now it's Anthony Sain covering the Memphis Grizzlies for Sports Illustrated's Grizzlies Maven on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Anthony Sain, what it is?
Man, what's up, bro?
Hey, all right.
Before we get started, bro, I appreciate y'all for shouting out Grizzlies Maven, but the website has actually changed. I don't know if y'all noticed it.
My goodness.
you got to change my...
Can I help y'all with the... the launch?
We got brand confusion.
Yeah,
here.
Bro, got some brand confusion. Yes. Bro. It's now allgrizzlies.com is where I write for it.
Y'all need to pay for the next one. You're doing us a favor. I'm giving you the business,
it's all
good. Anthony. Of course.
Allgrizzlies.com.
Allgrizzlies.com.
Send me the scripts and I'll reboot.
Right.
I love that. It's so much better than Grizzlies Maven.
Yeah, bro.
I don't even know what Grizzlies Maven means.
It was hard to say.
Yeah. I'm glad they changed it. They rebranded it.
For you, anything, we usually charge clients for this stuff. For you just send me the script. We'll update it. We'll get it good.
Maven was like the WWF wrestler.
I kept thinking about the WWE wrestler every time I saw
him. He wasn't tough enough, right?
Yeah, exactly. He was a mulatto dude.
Yeah, dude. He had like bushy ass eyebrows. Yeah. No hair on his head. That was was like, I just imagined him writing about the Grizzlies, but it was actually you.
We're learning a lot on the fly. You know, we're changing things up as we go. We had nice couple little conference calls about, you know, some new things you're about to unveil. So.
Okay, cool. We have a lot to get to about the Grizzlies that we will touch on here just in a moment. But your name came up on the show last week. It was no shade. It was just like something that you tweeted that
I ain't taking away.
We found interesting. And I'll just read the tweet because I wanted to give you a chance to kind of express yourself here. Mm-hmm. Here's another painful truth for Tiger fans this morning.
Painful.
This was after – what was this after? The SMU loss?
That was the SMU loss.
Okay.
It's too painful.
Here's another painful truth for Tiger fans this morning. We let Penny's self-imposed expectations combined with local media hype become the whole city's expectations, and they never should have. Scoffed at anyone locally or nationally who suggested anything outside of dominance.
Yes.
So I guess now that you're here.
How much of it did I write in all caps?
There were two words in all caps.
You always ask how much is in caps.
Wait, anyone was in all caps and dominance was in all caps.
Okay, gotcha. All right, let me break down that tweet. First of all, y'all know I'm not throwing shade on y'all. And if y'all took it that way, I mean, you know.
I think John took it that way.
Well, you know.
I'm doing radio.
Hey,
I'm doing radio.
It's space and opportunity for anything to be, you know, put
John
out.
John said, I can't wait till we get that fool back on the air.
This, all jokes aside, this is what the tweet meant. You guys, first of all, y'all the kings of Memphis radio. Like.
That's not true. We're 16th nationally.
Huh? Okay, is that better than saying you're the king of Memphis or what?
No, I like what you said, Anthony.
Okay,
I
y'all,
like
that y'all the
yours sounds
radio.
Better.
Yeah, top 20 nationally. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay, top 20. Brad, well, bet that.
I'm well, bet that.
We're unlike the Tigers. We're ranked.
Right. So with that being said, you guys do an amazing job at what you do, and if there is a hype train, you guys ride that train well. You guys are not at fault of anything that got to do with the Tiger season. I was never saying that at all. All I was saying is that fans, including myself, because I cover the Grizzlies, I'm a Tiger fan. Mm-hmm. Fans, including myself, we mishandled the information we were getting. But it's not from guys like you, because I talked to guys on other levels who told me that, you know, Preston Achiuwa, he's an NBA small forward. Oh, okay. So here's the thing. I'm looking very much from the outside looking in, because I'm not really that engaged as a fan. Because when this whole Grizzlies thing happened with the SI thing, I've been so much into that. I'm really looking at the Tigers literally out the corner of my eye, like whenever I can.
Right.
So I'm just going by what people are saying. Yeah, man, you got this guy, Preston Achiuwa, super, super athletic guy. He can play the four, he can play the three, he can take the ball off the dribble. Oh, he's going to be like Kawhi Leonard or somebody in the NBA. Oh, wow, that sounds like a pretty good player.
Yep.
Like, who else we got? Man, we got
Boogie Ellis.
We got Boogie Ellis, we got Les Quinones, man. We might be the best shooting team in the country. Hey, that sounds like a good-ass team.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to the shooting.
Like, oh, then we got this other kid, man. He's like 6'6". He's a point guard. He can do everything. He's like Penny, but he can't shoot. that sounds like a good player, bro. You know what I mean?
Ball.
Right. then you got James Wiseman. He's all this stuff, you know, all that. So based on that, I was like, oh, crap, I'm on the hype train. Where's the smoke? I want some of it. You know what I mean? Because when Penny said he want all the smoke, hey, I want some too. And when I was in Memphis Madness and I saw Penny standing in the smoke like Goldberg, hey, I'm with it.
You
like,
were all the way in.
That looked good. Right. But I was irresponsible because I didn't know. But once I started watching the team, I was like, okay, these dudes really ain't that good.
Well, in fairness, not to start, but nobody really knew.
Nobody knew.
Right? Like, all we can go off of was hype. Rankings and, and, you know, what you hear coming out of practice. Like, nobody knew until we knew.
But when I started, okay, let me just take my Tiger fandom off and just look at this team. They're not as good as advertised, but I will say this in all fairness. We all know that something happened as far as when James Wiseman left. We know that had an effect on the team. I'll definitely say that. But something else is not right with that team. Mm-hmm. Like, and that's another thing, too. Like, we should have had enough sense to say, at the end of the day, regardless of how talented that team could have been, would have been, should have been, Penny Hardaway, first of all, is my sports hero. Like, nobody is a bigger name in sports to me than Penny Hardaway was. But with that being said, we should have known, look, Penny Hardaway is a second-year coach. This is a tall task that he has. You know what I mean? So I think we should have said, no, Penny, you might want some of the smoke,
right?
But you don't want all of it. That's what we as fans should have said. But yeah, I'm glad we put that out there.
I think a lot of different things were at play here. Mm-hmm. I think one of them was just the intoxication of having the number one recruiting class,
was
right?
Not Angel.
Exactly. Zooted, I believe, would be the term there. So as a city, we were zooted about the number one recruiting class. Second, the drought. Right? Like how long it's been since mm-hmm. Memphis has been relevant in college basketball. So I think, three, Penny Hardaway is not only not running from that, he is embracing it, inviting mm-hmm. it. A lot of attention is on the we want all the smoke, we don't mm-hmm. blow. But he did interviews with Jeff Goodman, before the season started,
mm-hmm.
And to the point about the shooting team, like Jeff Goodman said, asked some version of, are you guys the best shooting team, or do you guys think you're, and Penny made a face. Like, of course we're – what do you mean? Of course we're one of the best.
And all that stuff sounded good.
Yeah.
You had me like, oh, man, that sounds like a national championship team.
And so, again, I'm not blaming Penny, but he absolutely, in terms of what fans kind of expected and what they thought was possible, he does bear some as I do too. As I think everybody that, that hyped this team up or thought – and, again, it also changed when mm-hmm. James left. But the head coach, when the head coach is out there as brazen as he has been about this team, you bear some responsibility in the disappointment if you don't deliver.
And I hate to be critical of Penny because, like I said, if Penny walked in this door right now, I'm turning to middle school Anthony. I'm 40 years old.
Yeah.
If Penny walked in the door, I'm 12 again, like for real. Like that's 1 cent. You know what I mean? But we shouldn't have allowed him to set those expectations for himself. We should have like, okay, that sounds good, Penny. But let's be, real. About things, because he's got a tall task, and like I said, there's clearly some things going on with the team. I don't know if it's something behind the scenes, but just for someone who casually looks at it, it's like, okay, that's not right. Like something's not going on. Something's not jiving with this team. So, but yeah, hopefully they can pull it through though, man.
Yeah, they got to win tonight. Yeah. No doubt.
Grizzlies gonna be 500 after tonight.
I think that this is such a historical Grizzlies trap game.
Right.
Like, and there's so much stuff lining up tonight.
Especially you look at this starting backcourt of what the Knicks got.
Right. Now. You're playing against the Knicks.
Hayden and
You're playing against the Knicks. And if you win, you'll be 24-24, Kobe Bryant.
Remarkable.
You know what I mean?
Oh, come on. I didn't even think
it's,
about the Kobe.
It's so much that could go right tonight. But in typical Grizzlies fashion, historically, it just feels like it's going to be a game.
Stop.
We're lose.
Not without RJ, right? I mean,
but yeah.
Come on.
But did y'all see RJ? Did y'all see his tweet yesterday? Like, it wasn't his tweet, but he was like, he's no longer.
Don't call me the Maple Mamba.
Man, you don't sit down.
Had you ever heard of Maple Mamba?
Yeah, I've heard
before?
It before, but okay, that's the point where he needs to come out and announce it.
Nobody should have ever called him that. That's one of the worst nicknames ever.
Like, we got you.
Maple Mamba. I mean, that sounds, I could go, I probably not appropriate for radio, actually.
No, that's the other two jokes, because, I mean, he might have been close with Kobe.
Yeah.
You don't know.
But it was,
Now, how Dylan Brooks, though.
Dylan.
Did you see a man yesterday that wanted to finish on 24?
Bro, we were laughing about that so hard.
My conspiracy theory? Uh-oh. Oh, so y'all were on to it during the game.
I was making my own conspiracy, so to speak. I was told on Facebook I got to be careful about conspiracies I throw out, too, bro.
Who told you on Facebook?
I'm not sure who.
Somebody was looking out for you.
Yeah.
Because that's slander.
Brooks had 24 going into the fourth quarter last night, and he stayed there and shot a bunch
I'll
of
say
three
this.
Free throws.
I'll say this. Respect to Kobe the Bean. I went on Facebook.
Oh,
I went on a little rant. I went on a little rant on Facebook today, just telling people chill with the conspiracy stuff.
Okay.
So some guy comes at me like, "Hey, you're the guy.
You're
I don't know.
To start it."
He said, you're the conspiracy guy.
The first day I bring you one, you want to tell me you don't want to do it? That's what I'm talking about.
I think it's an inappropriate time, isn't it?
Right. No, if anybody can tell somebody when to not spout off conspiracy, I mean, it's the king of conspiracy.
Yeah, let me be the one
you're
to tell
the man.
Y'all.
Do I have a case here, Mr. Conspiracy?
But here's the thing. I found it quite interesting that Dylan didn't make a free throw. Today, y'all.
He missed a tech and
back to it.
Then he missed a dunk. He missed a dunk, too.
Now, tell me, do you remember this? There was a travel called on him in the fourth where even – now, you were there. Brevin's on TV saying that wasn't a travel. Did he hit the layup?
I want to say that he did.
I want to say he did, too.
But I will say this.
And so that would blow out my that would blow my conspiracy there because he made the layup unless he
– I will say this to add to your conspiracy.
Because even Brevin said that wasn't a travel.
I will say this to add to your conspiracy. Dylan Brooks was – fashionably late to the post-game interviews yesterday. They had to get on the plane, and Dylan Brooks was not available to speak to the media.
Well, you said he's late all the time, right?
Yeah, but they normally allow us to talk to him no matter what time he comes out. They had to get on the plane, so Dylan Brooks was not allowed
to get a chance to
yeah.
Would add to my theory.
What are these suits they have to put on now to travel? That they're in as the press is in the locker room after the game, they're putting these travel wear on, like this compression stuff?
You know what? I did see that yesterday. Like, Dylan, I saw Jaren and JV were putting on, like, compression pants.
My wife just got me some compression socks.
I thought it was something about their muscles. Like,
is that
them.
What we're talking about?
It's to compress the muscles for an overnight trip on a back-to-back like this. They literally put it on after they shower to keep the muscles intact for a quick game so they don't have time to expand and, I guess, loosen for
that
a
while. That sounds like me when I'm on the road to to Chicago. Yeah. I drive there 6 hours. I get out of the car. My ankles and feet are a little swollen.
Right.
Yeah,
so my wife has gone and gotten me some compression
those
socks.
Those are good, right. Yeah.
See, so what I do sometimes, like, if I go out to a buffet and eat real good with some good soul food.
Yeah.
I'll loosen that top button and just drive with the, you know what I'm saying?
So
we all in the same boat, just like an NBA athlete.
Josh Jackson.
You just can't throw that out there.
Tweeting at you yesterday like it was some kind of celebration and that should be the happiest man in Memphis.
So
if that's the case, then you couldn't be too happy for him not to play last night.
See, here's the thing. That's why I got to clock you here, bro, because you just can't throw that out to me in the middle of another conversation. Now I got to emotionally respond to
I can't
to
have
you
on and we're without talking about Josh Jackson.
It's a lot. You should have had it be some downtime and just throw it out there.
No subtlety at all.
Yeah, not at all, bro.
They made that man watch and they said, sit here and watch that and stay and show us that you can keep it under control.
Here's the thing, we will play you. If you visit allgrizzlies.com, you'll notice that I wrote a story. If y'all would stop at what you're doing and go there now and click that and also sign up on the page as well. If you click that, you'll see that I wrote a story saying that this is pretty much what I have my skepticism about the whole Josh Jackson situation. I'm not really sure that the Grizzlies motives are pure of what they plan to do with him. Like they're saying because I have been told that this isn't a temporary call-up.
Right, he's going to be here.
I've heard there's no going back. Like he's here for the rest of the season or rest of however long he's here. But I don't know if they're doing that to trade him. I don't know what they're doing. You know what I mean? Because my thing is, if they actually had intentions of really seeing what he was and keeping him for the future, they would have brought him along earlier. It just seems that way.
You've always thought that.
I've always thought that. So
hadn't changed with the call.
But yeah, props to Josh Jackson.
Nah, I hope he gets some run.
I'm just predicting he goes off and has some Michael Jordan S55 double nickel in the Garden tonight.
Well, that's not gonna happen. that'd be nice. Any idea of what a new transmission should cost me?
What a new transmission. I haven't bought anything new for a car, including tires, in probably 10 years.
Oh my goodness.
So I have no clue. Now I have some shade tree guys. I have some backdoor channels that can get you a transmission. But it's not miles on the transmission, but yeah.
Right, it's gonna be. There are some risks.
It's gonna have some previous love on.
Apparently, the solenoids can't just be that whole thing is black in there. Got to rebuild the whole transmission. Gonna cost me $3,500.
No, you let that go.
Whoa.
Hey, but for $3,500, I can get you a cash cop today if you got $3,500.
With a bad transmission.
No, I can get you a
old car.
And it comes with a free month of that bootleg service. Yeah.
Right.
See,
bro,
bootleg
exactly.
Cable.
Do I get a sane warranty on that jump?
I'm gonna discuss with my guy how much warranty you can get because you are Jason Smith. See, maybe y'all can throw him.
That's gonna help.
I can throw him a little free pub or something. You know what I'm saying?
That's
I can get by the G-ball. Took off.
That's payola.
I just want to know if you thought $3,500 was a little much.
Yeah. Hey, bro, but you know, transmission. That's
a serious deal
for your car.
You know what? It's done. The thing
real quick. I mean, I was upside down because I had a transmission that went out. I had a Ford. I had a Ford, and I was, I don't know, 20 years old. And the transmission went out. It was $4,000. I didn't have that. Right. So my only option was to trade it in. Yeah, I traded it in, and I was upside down on a car for 6 years that I just paid off in December.
Man,
so
he
should be counting his blessings that he can pay that.
Bro, hold on to that $3,500. I'm going to call my guy. We're going to have your back rolling. Like, you ain't got to have no car, no nothing. For that $3,500, I can get you in something.
That might be new car time if you're dealing with the transmission like that.
Cause, you know, y'all bring me on the show. I'm the backdoor king. So.
Exactly. Are you still doing the cable thing?
See, now you got to preface that kind of stuff because you're going to have people thinking I'm doing bootleg cable.
You are.
See, man.
You definitely can't plug that.
It's not cable. It's not cable.
Right. It's not cable.
Plug that.
Yeah.
See, now y'all have me like I'm the bootleg, man. Like, I got the hookup. Man, you know, I get an inbox or a DM almost every day from somebody like, man, what's up? So, man, bro, I'm not the hookup.
But you will help. You point people in the right direction.
I was, bro.
You will help people out.
I will, bro.
You're like Mother Teresa of bootleg cable.
Yeah.
All right, before we get you out of here, we have to ask you, obviously it has been the story that's dominated the world, you know, the last, 72 hours, and that's Kobe Bryant is no longer with us, gone at 41, along with 8 other victims, including his daughter, Gigi. It's impossibly sad. For you, what did Kobe represent?
Here's the thing about Kobe. I got an article that I've been kind of wanting to write. It might have been timed out by now. I've been kind of pausing. I really want to write it or not. I guess I can kind of share, if I was to write it, what I would say. But Kobe Bryant was one of those guys that you either loved him or you loved to hate him, but regardless, you loved him. Because he was so much of the NBA, the face of it. I mean, you know what I mean? It was like, if you hated Kobe, you hated him because he was freaking
hate
Kobe.
Him with, it was
he
out
was
of
good,
respect.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yes, like, absolutely.
And he was killing your team.
Right, and I remember as a, I call myself a lifelong Grizzly fan. I tell people I was a fan of the Grizzlies before they got here. You know what I mean? So, and I remember when they got here, going to the games, and being ticked off when people would come cheer for the other team. And it built a ingrained hatred for Kobe Bryant because Kobe Bryant would have more fans than any other player coming through here. You know what I mean? Because LeBron was one of those guys. LeBron's fandom was really picked up here lately, more so as far as the bandwagon fans are concerned. But with Kobe, the Lakers would take over the FedEx Forum. You know what I mean? And Kobe was always a guy that it seems like I can remember every shot Kobe's ever made against the Grizzlies. You know what I mean? But he was an incredible player. And to anyone that's a Grizzlies fan, you all remember, who's been a longtime Grizzlies fan, you all remember the message board rumors that Kobe was coming here as a compensation for us losing the LeBron trade. You remember that conspiracy?
Yeah.
Y'all remember people were saying it? And and all of us were like, oh, yeah, don't worry about it. We're going to have Kobe in a minute. Everyone remembers that ridiculous rumor that was going around. But Kobe, like I said, I'm gifted to be a person who's old enough to have watched Jordan, Kobe, and LeBron all in my adulthood. You know what I mean? And that's a blessing within itself. Like, you know, but to see Kobe go so far is just, I can talk about the basketball part easy, but the parenting part of him and seeing him become a man in front of our eyes and not being the guy that everyone thought was a jerk, and just seeing him being an ambassador for the league and for the stuff he was doing with women's basketball and for his daughters. And to hear that the whole reason why he's been flying helicopters all this time is because he just wanted 20 minutes with his daughter. And, you know, and I think about times where it's like, I stress over crazy stuff, like driving across town. This dude was flying a helicopter to go spend 20 minutes with his kids.
Right.
And we think that we doing enough, you know what I mean? So, and just to see him become a man that he's becoming in front of our eyes, that part hurts me more than, you know, Kobe the basketball player. But it's a crazy loss, man. And he's the first major athlete of my generation I can think of on that level that got away from us. But it just kind of reminded me also that, man, it's a lot of our heroes are going to have to go away from us soon. You know what I mean? Like, everybody's here.
Right.
Kobe was the first one that got away or whatever. But yeah, definitely a ton of respect. And I definitely can empathize with the loss that everyone is dealing with right now.
Yeah, well said. Appreciate your time, as always, and thanks for coming in, man. Follow me on Twitter at Saint Asylum. All right, we will come back and wrap this up. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
The flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies is 92.9 FM ESPN, with daily hits from the Daily Memphians, Chris Harrington on the Grizz, weekdays at 10 a.m. Anthony Sain from SI, Grizzly Maven every Wednesday at 1:25 p.m. With Jason and John, Giannotto and Jeffrey take you inside the locker room weekdays at 2 p.m. And Gary Parrish joined by Jeff Calkins at 5 p.m. weekdays. The Grizzlies Eat on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports station. Always on the radio.com app.
Hey there. As you're driving right now, take note of the vehicle in front of you. Are you a safe distance behind? Are you approaching too fast? Can you stop in time if a collision is about to happen? There's a lot to keep track of in order to drive safely. That's where the 2020 Chevy Equinox can help you. With automatic emergency braking with forward collision alert, now standard on all 2020 Equinox models. Right now, get the 2020 Chevy Equinox with $3,750 cash allowance, plus current competitive owners get an additional $750 cash allowance. Driver is responsible for operating the vehicle in a safe manner at all times. Certain conditions may affect future performance. See owner's manual for important limitations and information. Excludes L models. Must be a current owner of a 2006 model year or newer non-GM vehicle for at least 30 days prior to the new vehicle sale. Not available with special financing, lease, and some other offers. Take new retail delivery by 2/3/2020. See dealer for details. Visit Hefner Motors, your Mid-South Chevy dealer.
It's Brian Scalabrini from Scalin Pals. I want to talk to you guys about Hims. All the talk this year has been about hair loss. You got to look good. You got to feel good. Let's start the new year off right by getting your hair game on point. I'm on camera all the time, and I cannot have my hairline creeping back. That's why I went to Hims. Listen, guys, baldness, that's optional. If it starts to move backwards, you got any bald spots, that doesn't mean you can't check out Hims. Hims helps guys be the best version of themselves with licensed physicians and prescription solutions backed by science. Right now, my listeners can get started with their first month free. Go to forhims.com/scal. That's forhims.com/scal. Prescription requires an online consultation with physicians who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Offer valid only if prescribed. 3-month minimum subscription. Additional restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Remember, that's forhims.com/scal.
Landers Auto Sales, if you're in the market for a new vehicle, you know where to go. That's Landers Auto Sales, because they got the widest selection in the Mid-South, and they got the best team in the Mid-South. They got large SUVs. They got compact cars, small SUVs, luxury cars, trucks, vans, sedans, whatever it is you need. They got you out there on the lot, and the prices are the best in town, the best in the Mid-South. They started just $29.90. So go on down there and see for yourself what kind of vehicle you want, what's the car of your dreams. More than likely, they got you out there on the lot. And if they don't, let them know. They're going to go find it for you. They're located in South Haven on Goodman Road, or you can find them on the web. Check out the inventory, everything else online, LandersMemphis.com. And remember, if it doesn't say Landers, you paid too much.
This is Gary Parrish. The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar is a great place right next to the University of Memphis campus on the Highland Strip. And if you have an event, a birthday party, a wedding party, a graduation party, any kind of party, book some space at the Bluff. You can rent out any part of the Bluff, the front to the back to the mezzanine, and the place is big enough to accommodate 600 people. They can cater the event for you, or you can provide your own catering. Terrific rates, and you can trust that someone on staff is going to be on site to make sure your event is perfect. TheBluffMemphis.com and click the Host Your Event tab to get it booked today. TheBluffMemphis.com.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. Indeed will also give you this sticky frog, which will suddenly leap and stick to the face of the perfect hire. Okay, there's no sticky frog. But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Post your next job at Indeed.com/hire and try skills tests for free. Terms and conditions apply.
The new year is here, and I found the perfect way to shake up our shopping routine. Walmart pickup is so easy. And
attention, Earthlings. We picked up your radio transmission. Across the universe, we've searched for signs of intelligent life, and we found it. It's Walmart pickup. Order online from anywhere in the galaxy and pick up curbside for free with same prices as in-store? Wow, that's easy. We come in peace and with a long shopping list. And transmission.
Only at Walmart. $30 minimum. Restrictions apply.
Social Security case? Dial pound 529 on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Essential Suites, they're over at 2811 Bartlett Boulevard. I call it the sweetest place in Memphis. Go see for yourself. Again, 2811 Bartlett Boulevard. They've got everything when it comes to desserts, like the traditional funnel cake like you'd get at the fair, right? Nice sweet treat. Or you can do it super unique, like a gourmet caramel apple. You can do that funnel cake gourmet. Get a strawberry cheesecake funnel cake. And John, they've got adult-themed desserts as well.
Yes, they do. They got the ice cream. They got the flavored snow. So just a few flavors of the adult ice cream. They got the spiked pineapple, the caramel whiskey, the lovely day, which is orange mandarin with Grand Marnier. And as far as the flavored snow goes, they got blue lemon drop, pina colada, cake batter vodka, strawberry champagne, something for every liquor lover out there at Quintessential Suites.
There you go, 2811 Bartlett Boulevard. You can call them up at 901-361-3449 or check them out online. Check out that great selection. Best selection in town at quintessentialsuites.com.
Thanks to Anthony Tanner for joining us in that last segment. Bennett Doyle brought a piece of amazing memorabilia, which is your tryout form for the Memphis Hustle from 2 years ago, three years ago now.
It was 2017.
Man, where has the time gone? Times were much simpler back then, weren't they, Jason?
And it's sitting in Bennett's desk, and I was the fool to put my Social Security number on here,
you gave the Grizzlies everything.
And my driver's license number. I was really trying to make the team, John.
Yeah, you are, dude. And you know
how
what?
How foolish was I? I set people back that day.
Hoop dreams, man. It was special to watch. I got to be there, and it was a very touching moment. All right, let's do that thing we do.
Here's what 92.9's Jason, John, and Carson are checking out tonight.
Grizzlies Knicks, 6:30. Pregame starts right here on 92.9 FM ESPN at 6 p.m. You need to be listening to us. And these Grizzlies, y'all know the stakes. We're talking about being 548 games in, pulling a Kobe 24-24. Why not go and get it done against Elfrid Payton and Reggie Bullock? Beat the Knicks tonight, Grizzlies.
Tigers, I'll watch that. The Baylor's playing tonight, and Real Sports Tonight is doing this turning humans into superhumans thing. On, I like that Real Sports Showtime.
Yeah, is that Gumbel?
Bryant Gumbel show. That's really good.
I think it's on HBO, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
HBO. Sorry.
Yeah, Tigers taking on UCF tonight, 6 o'clock on ESPNU, so I'll be watching that. And as soon as that is done, Jason, Harry and Meghan, The Royals in Crisis, is going to air on Fox.
You're the only one paying attention.
It's an all-new one-hour special. It's going to explore the couple's unprecedented exit as senior leaders in Great Britain's royal family. So stay tuned for that. That's going to do it for us today. As always, the Jason and John Show is presented to you by the Wing Guru. Stop by if you are hungry. Thanks to Mark Giannotto. Thanks to Bomani Jones. Thanks to Anthony Sane for joining us on the show today. Giannotto and Jeffrey are up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hey, this is Gary Parrish reminding you that the Smile Center is where I go to the dentist, where my entire family goes to the dentist. It's Dr. Mady Sadeghi's place at 1941 South Germantown Road. And the reason it's great is because the folks at the Smile Center take care of you and treat you like family. You don't feel like you're going to the dentist as much as you feel like you're going to see friends. So if you're looking for a new dentist, please look no further than the Smile Center. And did you catch the new address? It's 1941 South Germantown Road. That's Dr. Mady Sadeghi's new address because he joined forces with Dr. Pat Clark's office. But don't worry, the Smile Center is going to continue to provide the same friendly, outstanding dental care you're accustomed to and will now be able to provide additional services such as sedation dentistry. And check this out. The Smile Center is now also offering an annual membership plan for people who do not have dental insurance. For just $250 a year, you're going to receive a comprehensive exam, a full head x-ray, a cavity detection x-ray, a periodic exam, and two annual cleanings. It's a value of right around $530. You can get it for just $250. So if you don't have traditional insurance, you should give the Smile Center a call at 901-309-1333 or on the web, visit them, smilecentermemphis.com. Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves world championship barbecue, and this is Gary Parrish reminding you that it's Memphis Barbecue Company in Horn Lake. Melissa Cookston, the owner, has won 8 world championships, so she sets the standard high. Ribs are cooked multiple times per day to give guests fresh from the cooker quality.
And when you order a pulled pork sandwich, the pork is hand-pulled right then and not a moment earlier. If you've been to Memphis Barbecue Company, you know it's legit. If you haven't been, go. It's at 709 DeSoto Cove, just off the interstate in Horn Lake. Check them out on the web, memphisbbqco.com.
Whether it's broken pipes, clogged drains, a hot water heater not working, or a heating system on the fritz, the first thing you ask every time you encounter a problem at home is, what's it going to cost to get this fixed? We've all been there, and this is Gary Parrish telling you that. Next time you're in that spot, contact OneSource, which offers incredible solutions in plumbing, HVAC repair, and HVAC installation. And here's the best part. OneSource can finance you for just $39 down. That way your wallet doesn't take a big hit when you need something fixed now. That's OneSource at 901-450-8930. On the web, OneSourcePMInc.com.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Okay, time out. You're going to let your budget be the boss of you? Take control with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay for car insurance, and we'll help you find options that fit your budget. Here's some music to get you pumped. Da-dum-da-dum-da-dum-da-dum-dang-dang. I hear your budget laughing at you. Oh, wait, that's just those kids laughing at me. Ignore them!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now a message from Puffs Plus Lotion Tissues. Coughing and sneezing aren't the season's worst flaw. It's the ordinary tissues that can leave noses raw. With each little wipe, they can leave noses red. So do your sniffer a favor. Buy Puffs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.